It is a Patriots Friday. That means Patrick Chung joins the show. Patrick, good to get back in there last night after missing some time here with the injury.
Yeah, man. I mean, yeah, it's good to get back in there and just, you know, get off to a good start with a win.
What's the hardest thing coming back of missing amount of weeks like that? Is there any sort of setback speed of the game? Is it getting back into a rhythm? Anything stand out first game back?
I wouldn't say anything like dramatic. I mean, everybody's going to have to get used to the game, but that takes a couple plays, you know. It's not anything big like that, but, I mean, we practice. We still go through, you know, all the same things we go through. It's just, you know, you have to get back on track.
Patrick, have you ever seen a quarterback run into an offensive lineman's rear end and fumble the ball and have somebody return it for a touchdown?
No, but I'll take it.
Those 52 seconds, though, I mean, 21 points. Again, I'd ask, I mean, you've played football your whole life. Have you ever seen or been on a team or played against a team that scored 21 points in 52 seconds?
I've never seen that, man. I mean, that was craziness. On the sideline, we were looking around like, wow, this is crazy right here. But, you know, when things happen, just got to be prepared for it. You know, we're prepared. We took advantage of the opportunity.
You feel like the Jets were prepared for that game, Patrick? We've been talking a lot about the Jets this morning and that they're trying to save their season, your short week there at home, and they didn't really play inspired football. How did they look to you from a, you know, did they look into that game from the beginning last night?
I mean, they look fine, man. We work hard too. You know, we've been buckling down. We had a short week. We were trying to just get it all in. You know, they had a head start on us, so we've been practicing hard, man, and focusing hard mentally, and you know, just worked out for us.
Obviously, you've played here with Gregory. This is the first season you play with him. The last night was kind of his breakout game here for the Patriots. Surprised to see him do that kind of stuff, or is that thing you've been waiting for?
No, he's a baller, man. He's definitely a confident guy out there that knows he can make plays, man. It was only a matter of time.
You had an opportunity to get in there last night with Aqib Talib. We asked you about him last week. What has he brought to this defense and a chance to finally play alongside him?
Confidence, swag, fun. He's a fun dude, man. He's a good player, man. I like playing with him. I like playing next to him. He's just a cool guy.
In terms of the Jets' offense last night, anything surprise you? I know we talked that maybe they would try to throw the ball a little bit early last night. They seemed to want to pound it and try to establish the run. Did they surprise with the approach early in that game?
Nah. I don't think we're surprised, man. We kind of, you know how we are. We focus on everything. We get ready for anything. So if something happens, we're not prepared for it, or it's too late. You know, we're kind of ready for everything. So whatever they had, I mean, we're going to try to adjust to it.
You said the short week and trying to prepare up and practice hard during a short week for a Thursday game. How different is it? You know, when you come off that game on Sunday against the Colts and Belichick says it's already a Wednesday night, how did that affect the week of preparation?
You just got to know your mentality has to be buckled down, man. You know, you get to play Thursday, get a couple of days off. You know, it's kind of like getting ready for a bye week. You know, we got to get this one going, and then you get a little break off and just stay focused and just, you know, get to this three-game stretch.
All right, a couple of questions here, Pat, okay? A little investigative journalism by me, so be ready, okay? Chris Collinsworth said last night that you had been a healthy scratch the past couple of weeks. Is that true or false?
I'm not going to answer that.
Okay, and before the Colts game, you tweeted a couple hours before, gotta love business, and then you took down the tweet. Was that in reference to the fact that you knew?
No, but the media makes everything worse, but it's all good, man. I'm not going to comment on that, but...
Well, you did tweet it and then take it down, though, right?
Because obviously the media go all over the place, so it's all good.
But you're saying the media, but you did yourself tweet that and then take it down, right?
Me?
Yeah.
Confidential?
I'm looking at it. I have the screenshot right here. It's okay if you tweet it and take it down. I've done it. I mean, is that what you did?
Confidential, man.
But that was not in reference to anything Patriot-related, Patrick, in your mind?
No.
In terms of this stretch now with the secondary and the communication, a 10-day break, is there a chance now with this group and the new guys involved, Talib, you, Gregory, Devin McCourty, playing that position, a chance to work in that communication that you've talked about so much between that secondary players group?
Oh, I feel the communication is good, man. I mean, they've been holding things down. We're all learning the same thing, so I don't think there's any problems there.
What does Oregon have to do to get in this championship game, Pat? That's a real important question.
Oh, we got to win. We got to win, man. That's just bottom line.
Would you or neutral field? I think Oregon beats Notre Dame by two touchdowns. You agree with that, right?
I'm taking that.
Yeah, that's easy.
I'm an Oregon guy.
Notre Dame's not that good though. They're not that good.
Who is not that good?
Notre Dame.
Oh, Notre Dame. I thought you said Oregon. Notre Dame, I mean, Notre Dame's pretty good, man. I mean, they're ranked for a reason. Not that, you know.
Yeah.
They have to be good if they're ranked.
A little bit of a break here. Any chance you sneak out to that Oregon State game this weekend?
No, I can't, man. I got to chill with little man.
Well, have a great Thanksgiving here. Extended break for you guys. You're back in on Monday. Appreciate the time as always. Patrick, congrats on the win last night.
All right, thanks, man.
Thanks, Pat.
Patrick Chung joining us.